100%. Because if they just traded Betts himself,
yeah,
you could get a much better return for Betts.
Yeah.
And that's your Super Bowl champion. I'll take them with whatever you guys want to do.
Corey? Well, I already have two bets with the Chiefs, and other people have the Niners. Well, yeah, we got to get the 50K for 2020.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want? You want 50 as well?
Betts and Quotes are yelling at us on their podcast the other day.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things power trip. Betts and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Betts, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck.
And I am Dave.
And Dave, Jason Zucker, after about 2.5 years of speculation, finally got traded to the Penguins. Your thoughts?
Dirty bitch! man. Yeah, I mean, obviously we hate to see it. Jason and Carly are such a big part of the Power Trip community. And we've grown to love them all so much. Yeah, but I'm happy for Jason. I think this was, kind of overdue. It sounds like there's not like a ton of bad blood, especially with being Guerin and not the previous GM, who's a piece of shit and got canned last year. I would really love to see the Pens go on a cup run. Obviously, we know that they have won. The fan has learned that they have won multiple Stanley Cups. So for him to get a chance to play with Malkin and Crosby and all those other talented players in Pittsburgh, I think this is probably the best case scenario for Jason's career. So I wish him nothing but success in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and a lot has already been said, on Twitter, on the show today and everything like that. So I've really only got one thing to add.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy, one of the best ads in the last year. So, and I will disagree with you, though, because I don't want to see the Penguins go on a cup run. I want to see the Wild go on a cup run because I'm still holding a 75-1 ticket on the Wild. So, I still have interest. And side note, live score update in case Lou Cove is listening. The Wild won tonight 4-0. So, yeah, giddy up, right?
Yeah, tight titties. Here we go.
Indeed. So, yeah. So, the other thing I think that we wanted to bring up tonight is, as of this recording, Dave, the Betts and Quotes podcast has learned we are 42 days out from Vegas.
Oh God. That makes me so incredibly horny. I literally cannot wait. It was, the trip of a lifetime last year, and I think it's only going to go up from there.
Oh, it's the best. I cannot wait. I'm doing every day. There's like one other thing that I'm doing, checking my balances on my M Life rewards card or, just double checking reservations, just whatever I can to just kind of keep that little Vegas fire going. So those of you that are going with us, hang in there. You got like 6 weeks and we will be there and it's going to be a blast. So. And speaking of that, we're going to do our Patreon shout-outs, and I know one of the people that I was going to shout-out this week is going to be there with us, and that's Tony Goose. He will definitely be there, and Goose was like the first one to actually tweet out something about our Patreon episode number one about hockey and the hair bands. So much appreciation for that, Goose, and thank you for being a Patreon supporter. The other shout-out I wanted to do is for our friend Scott Dillon. Not only did Scott have a great suggestion for an upcoming Patreon episode, but he also was the one that sent Hockey the $3 via Venmo. Now, what Hockey failed to mention on the air is that the reason Scott sent him $3 is because Scott also sent us $3 as a high roller. And he was letting Hockey know that, well, I feel like I owe you guys $3 since Bets and Quotes has already monetized their podcast. So Hockey conveniently left that fact out.
Yeah, that's fine. that's great.
It's all good. So yeah, for those of you that have supported us, that's awesome. We did drop episode number one, the hairband episode. It was a blast to record. We had a great time doing it. We've gotten lots of positive feedback on it so far. So, yeah, you want to check it out. It's betsandquotes.com, or it's patreon.com/betsandquotes. That's a little easier. You can support us. We got a couple different levels there, as low as $1 a month. We don't charge per episode. We're just charging like $1 a month, which is about the bare minimum that they'll let us charge. Just something to show your support for us. We really appreciate everybody that's done that so far. And looking forward to bringing you more fun experimental things on that podcast. So that'll do it for the introductory topics. We've got lots of stuff in your thoughts tonight. We're going to have some D'Angelo Russell welcomes. We've got a brand new initials opener. Somebody's auditioning to replace Zach Halverson with the initials open. And we're going to do Rate That Impression, back by popular demand. Impressions are a big thing on the Power Trip, and we're going to go through a few more and give our ratings on them. But we'll get started, as always, with a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. Not a whole lot of activity over the last week or so. Sauce did win the race to 1,000 points in initials, so he collected $100 from Hockey on that bet. He got to 1,000 before AJ did, quite comfortably, which we kind of have known for about 6 months when the bet was placed, that Sauce was on a pace that AJ just was not going to be able to catch him. So congratulations, Meat Sauce, on that accomplishment and for getting to 1,000, for winning the $100 from for Hockey for getting to 1,000 points. Kind of anticlimactic, Dave.
Yeah, you know, I think the nickname Mr. 1000 would really be a nice touch for Sauce. Maybe that doesn't stick.
Well, he could grab the Twitter handle @MeatSauce1K and boom, there you go.
Ooh, the fans learned that Dov says K unit.
K-Unit. Of course he does. That's what he puts on his roulette system when he's in Vegas, right?
Oh, boy.
The only other bet that we've had in the last week was the XFL bet between Sauce and Hawk, where Hawk took L.A. because he thought it was a better city, and he took Seattle because his son lives there, and both L.A. and Seattle fell desperately short, and so Sauce won $50 in that bet with it when his two teams were victorious. So a little bit of fun on the XFL. I went 2-2 last weekend on the XFL myself. Dave, did you bet any of the games?
Yes, I bet, and I went 2-1 this week.
Not bad. With
some following some advice from a very very good professional gambler that I follow on Twitter. Slide in my DMs if you want that. He's on fire with football. But yeah, the XFL is electric. I love it.
Yeah. I also placed one other bet this weekend, and upon the advice of the Rubes, I bet on 1917 to win Best Picture. And much like your Super Bowl coin toss, the Rubes let me down.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing here? where's the support? I mean, we appreciate the Patreon stuff, but we're going to have to bump that monthly subscription rate up if we're going to have bad recommendation on bets.
It's our fault for following the advice, right? So
for sure.
Yeah, it's fun. I like doing stuff like that. So especially like the Oscars where I'm like, I don't know. So I just wanted to gamble it. So, well, yeah. That'll do it for the bets update this week. Let's do some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get Meat Sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip quotes. Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes. Power Trip quotes.
All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with the maestro, Corey Cove.
features some former Viking and Gophers. So in case you want to tune into the FXL, whatever it's called.
FXL?
I don't feel good.
It's Sauce's shirt size.
Aww.
That's mean.
Go!
Ooh, that was a low blow. I mean, Sauce is a very trim lately, but at the end of the day, it was a pretty damn good burn by Corey.
I loved it. FXL. I was just trying to think through in my head what the F stood for in XL.
Fucking extra large. Genius. All right, well, we will move to number two. He once said that he was too horny to go on, very famously. At number two, it's Chris Hockey.
In fact, I'm exhausted, though. I'm going to take a quick nap. Can we talk in an hour and a half?
Never too sick to whack it.
Okay.
Goodbye, my life. Goodbye, my friends.
Yep! Never too sick to whack it.
That's right.
Which is 100% true.
I like that we got confirmation from Sauce on that one.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and even a little bit further past that, it's Corey brings up, this is the reason why we need to print more t-shirts here at KFN, because the moment that Chris Hockey says, you know, you gotta whack it or whatever, you just gotta press print, whatever, just the way he said that was just hilarious and added to it.
Yep, he wanted RD all over that.
Yep, just press print. Oh, genius. And the number one quote of the week is a man who you would assume owns a timeshare. Again, it's Chris Hockey at number one.
He can't name one twin. Doesn't know NBA superstars unless we basically hand him names.
Right?
He definitely doesn't know who D'Angelo Russell is.
No. Yeah. And guess what? I'm on the top-ranked sports show in America.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that was really good. Oh, man. I loved it. Now, I should say, if he would have added bitch to the end of that sentence,
my God.
Number of likes and retweets would have multiplied by at least 3 or 4.
Oh, my God. Yes. That was priceless. And I'm just picturing all of the other sports talk radio stations around the country that are trying to be, you know, a top sports station where, man, they know all the analytics. They know the wins above replacement. They know every last little thing. And here's a guy in Minneapolis is like, I don't know any. I don't know any members of the Twins.
I don't know this huge NBA superstar who we just got traded.
It was classic.
Oh, yes, very good. And there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, we've got some voicemails for the above-mentioned D'Angelo Russell. Quotes is going to try and take over the initials opens from Zach Helverson. And we're going to play Rate That Impression, where we take Chris Hockey impressions and give them our ratings. So we'll start with D'Angelo Russell. So, you know, obviously the Timberwolves, you know, knowing that the Fan is the top sports station in the country, reached out to Christopher Allen Hockey for a welcome video for D'Angelo Russell. So, you know, that was really cool. Chris did a great job with that. I'm sure it'll be on the scoreboard at Target Center very soon. But what you may not know is that the Wolves also reached out to the Bets and Quotes podcast. And, you know, we got together with some of our listeners and we put together some voicemails for D'Angelo that I believe they're going to play these before his debut at the Target Center. Just to kind of, you know, fire him up and pump him up. So we'll give you an exclusive first look before D'Angelo himself hears these voicemails.
Hi, D'Angelo. This is Dwight Hockey. Listen, if you get this, I am trapped in a really strange basement. I'm taking a look around. Let's see here. There's some pictures. Let's see here. This is Carly Zucker. And more Carly Zucker, and even more Carly Zucker, and Broadcaster Hall of Fame. What the hell? Anyway, if I don't make it out alive, I am willing you all of my poop porn videos. Bye!
Hello, it's Power Trip Quotes here. Since I have watched more than a quarter of NBA basketball in my life, I feel like I'm very more than qualified than Chris Hockey to welcome our favorite new point guard to the Twin Cities, D'Angelo Russell, the sharp-shooting left-hander. Couldn't be more excited to have you here in Minnesota. You are now reunited with your best friend, Carl Anthony Towns, who plays golf with Mitsas. So enjoy the Twin Cities, and we love having you here. And just make sure that you don't win too many games so we can cash those Wolves under season total bets. But welcome, D'Angelo. We're happy to have you.
Hey there, D'Angelo. This is Rugglesberry Bulletknees, but you can call me Pappy Papschmier if you want. I just want to say welcome to Minnesota. You are joining a hugely successful franchise, especially in recent memory. Heck, in the last 15 years, we've even won a playoff game. I don't know if you knew that. Maybe with your help, we can double that amount over the next 15 years. Anyway, again, welcome, D'Angelo Russell. You are joining Minnesota legends like Kevin Garnett, Randy Foy, and Duty Eby. They set a high standard of excellence, but I know you will rise to the lofty standards of this Timberwolves dynasty of domination.
Hi, D'Angelo. This is Rumpel Foreskin. I just wanted to welcome you to the Twin Cities. You'll be hearing from our friend Mitsas soon. Oh, just look for him on Twitter. He'll be leaving some precious comments for you. All in due time. All in due time.
Hello. Thank you for letting me call in and welcome D'Angelo Russell. May I call him D'Lo? I hope he doesn't think that's too soon for me to be calling him that, but I'm calling to welcome him to the great state of Minnesota and all the great foods that we have here. We could start out with hot dish. Have you ever heard of hot dish, D'Lo? Well, it is wonderful, and there are many different types, and I'd be happy to help you figure out which one to make and give to your teammates. Also, lutefisk, highly regarded as a great food, but I personally don't eat it. And then anything on a stick, just like the state fair. We have a state fair. They put anything on a stick. Where else in the United States could you find an eating food on a stick and watch a live birth of an animal in the birthing center? Oh, I digress. But welcome. Welcome, D'Lo. We are so excited to see you play. Anything's got to be better than what we had before. Good luck.
Hey, D'Angelo, this is Smitty Ume. I am a huge Timberwolves fan. I just went to the last game of the season 3 years ago. I just want to welcome you, D'Angelo Beverly Russell, officially to the Twin Cities. Just some tips for you, man. You can skip the Spoon Bridge and Cherry and go to the House of Balls on 7th Street instead. Also, for a great Juicy Lucy, visit the Nook in St. Paul. Matt's bar can eat a bag of dicks, all right? Anyway, welcome, D'Angelo. Now go win some games for us, but don't hit the over, okay? Bye.
Hey, this is Call Me Al, and I want to be wishing D'Angelo Russell a happy time here in Minnesota. Welcome to our great state. I want to be the first to wish you congratulations on becoming the all-time three-point leader sometime next week from the Timberwolves. And I do have a couple of questions. One, why did they always call it the Ohio State University? Don't know if you found that out while you were there. I always thought of it as more of a Ohio State University. And second, I just want to let you know, I mean, I've been living in Minnesota my whole life. It gets cold. It gets dreary here. So if you ever start feeling a little down or sick from all that, I'll tell you some wise words of advice that someone once gave to me that always made me feel better. You are never too sick to whack it. So welcome, D'Angelo, and wishing you a great one of success here in Minnesota. Thanks. Bye.
I have to believe that that is going to get D'Angelo absolutely psyched to be a Timberwolf.
You know, if D'Angelo Russell has a pulse, he's got to be rock hard after all those voicemails. My God. What a showing. I mean, we even got calls from Rogglesbury Bolognese.
Oh, I know. How often does that happen? And, you know, and quite frankly, if D'Angelo, you know, doesn't take some of the advice and isn't pumped up by that, I agree. He can eat a bag of dicks.
He can.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Gene, yes. So, yes. Welcome, D'Angelo, and we hope you're enjoying our podcast. So, all right. Well, next up, quotes. So you wrote an alternate initials open. What's going on there?
Okay. So, I think it was Monday or no. It was last Friday, and they're getting ready to play the initials. And they said, oh, Zach's not here. He's not on vacation. And, you know, they're kind of upset. It's like, God, he's really starting to mail in the bit. Like, we don't have an open. Like, you know, this was such a cool bit when there was an open. Well, I said, fuck it. All right. It's time to step up. It's time to you know, show my worth and kind of audition for the Zach Helverson spot while he's on vacation. And so I put together a little ditty and... we'll see if the guys like it or not.
Last week on Initials, it was hockey major Mark Parrish who got off to a hot start in effort to break his losing streak.
Known for the colors black and yellow, Mark.
Under construction.
That's right. Oh, nice. Under construction. Directly related to money and wealth.
Mark.
Yep.
Upper class.
2-1.
Oh, wow.
Upper class. Come on, Parrish.
Okay.
Break the streak.
It included Gillies Club.
Mark.
Okay.
Cowboy.
What?
That's right.
What? Wait a minute. Parrish, we're halfway through the game, and you are in the lead. Parrish has 3.
And that was it from Mark Parrish. It turned out to be an historic game as Sauce picked up a huge career milestone.
Is often associated with belts.
Oh, Paul.
Go for it.
Undisputed champion?
That's right.
That's 1,000. You owe me 100
bucks. 1,000 points for Sauce.
But in the end, it was AJ who got hot and came out on top with his first win after the Apple Watch controversy.
AJ.
Yep.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's right.
Oh, good one.
2-5.
Unmarked car. AJ.
Yep.
Under center?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
AJ.
Yep.
Unborn child?
That's right.
Oh, nice job, dude.
Man.
AJ.
Go for it.
United Center?
That's right.
This week, with AJ out, State Fair superfan and reusable butt wipe user Michael J. Musman III gets in the mix. Will Sauce take advantage of AJ's absence? Will hockey Randy Moss it? Will Muss score a single point? Will Mark Parrish even show up on time? Initials starts now.
Well done. I love it.
Thank you.
So I think we've established that when Zach is out, you are the initials pre-gamer. And when Corey is out, I should be running the initials game. So I think, you know, you and I could just take over initials one of these days.
Yeah, I think we need to have Lawyer Lambert draft up that, and I will sign it. And, yep, that sounds great.
Absolutely, because he is the official representation of the Bets and Quotes podcast. So, well done, Dave. I'm very impressed when you sent that over. Very well done, sir.
I thought you would not like the whole Barrero Skrillex in there. you know, it's definitely after we talked about the hair bands on the Patreon podcast, they're kind of my guilty pleasure. So, yeah, love me some Skrillex. But, yeah,
no, it's perfect. Very perfect, fun. Perfect energy for the initials game. So very well done. All right, well, last on your thoughts, we are going to play Rate That Impression once again. And last time, it was all Chris Hockey impressions. And this time, again, it's going to be all Chris Hockey impressions because he just does so many of them, and they're very entertaining. We've definitely got some other guys queued up to be part of this as well. But for this week, it'll be Chris. And we're going to start with when Marty was on, Chris did several impressions kind of back to back, and the first one was Michael Caine. So again, the format of this is we will play the real person. So you'll hear Michael Caine, actual Michael Caine, for, in case you get confused, the actual Michael Caine first, followed by Chris Hockey's impression of Michael Caine.
I could have been a contender instead of being a bum.
I could have class. I could have been a contender. That's what a bum is. I'm kind of a bum. I kind of been a contender. Michael Caine.
I love that he mentions I'm Michael Caine at the end.
Oh my God. You know, that is the sign of a great impression when you have to, at the end, conclude it with the person that you were actually trying to impersonate.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, we were on a meat rope scale on this one, right? So
It was either that or balls. It's whatever balls. You want.
Balls, yeah. We'll go with balls. I'm gonna give it out of five, a ball and a half.
Yeah. Now I will say he has performed this impression better than this sample that we have. But if I am rating the impression of Michael Caine from this sample, I will have to say 1.42 balls.
Right. We're pretty much in the same neighborhood there. Next up was John C. Reilly.
Then who the hell else you talk? You talking to me? Okay, well I'm the only one here. So who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Okay, go.
Hold on. This will be the worst impression he's ever done.
Maybe.
Yeah, who the hell you talking to? You talking to me?
Checkmate.
How could you be talking to anybody else?
I love how Sausage checkmate halfway through it. Oh, God, that's brilliant. Oh, yeah. You know, I will say on that one that he definitely, you know, the voice wasn't quite on cue, but the pacing was actually pretty good on that. I'm gonna give him 3 balls out of 5 on that one.
Yeah, if we were breaking this down to individual skills of it, of the impression, I would say the cadence was a 9.5 out of 10, or you know, a 4.75 out of 5 balls. The execution wasn't very good, and effort was very high. I'm going to go with 2.75 balls.
All right. Again, we're kind of in the same neighborhood. Well, next up is the legendary Sean Connery.
When I first received the script, at first I didn't fancy it. I thought it was a little too tricksy. But having seen a lot of the effects and the sort of movies now, like Lord of the Rings and Matrix, both of which were offered to me, I couldn't understand either of them when I read them.
Money. What kind of car do you drive? Money. Have you ever seen The Rock? Would she take her love to Scotland Town, where I live?
She passed.
Hmm.
So
that does not disqualify her.
Come on!
Sean.
Yes, please call me Mr. Connery.
So the first 2/3 of that was a perfect 50-50 of Sean Connery and Bane.
The Dark Knight rises. The city is corrupt.
And then right before the end, there was a touch of Conor McGregor's mother. So I guess if we're going for difficulty in what he was actually trying to do, you know, the score was actually very high. But if we're just trying to hear that audio and go by the Sean Connery of Chris Hockey, I'm going to say 2.15 balls.
See, I was right there with you. I was right around the 2 mark. I will give him a ton of credit for the very last thing that he said, which was he did Connery in one syllable, which is very, very good. And that increase, he did the Sean Connery. So props to Hawk on that. I'm actually going to give him 4 balls out of 5 just for doing that alone. Absolutely.
That's a lot of balls, Chuck.
That is a lot of balls. All right, next up, we have a random Russian guy.
Все, все сдохнут, они будут жить. И моя жена, и теща, и все будут жить. А все мужики на кладбище, на кладбище, на кладбище. А все по-хорошему. Интеллигентная семья, все хорошо.
Do you from America?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you know?
I'm Dan, I have my own beers there.
Oh, that sounds really good. You want to get on?
Yeah, he's never going to invite us back.
Yeah, we're literally, we're going to be cut off.
Do I want to get on what?
No, how you say, do you want to get it on? Have sex?
I don't know what country that is. It's nowhere near Russia.
No, it's whatever planet Watto's from.
And it sounds like, and granted, and this was the case, Hockey was having, you know, intestinal issues last week. It really sounded like somebody that was sitting on the john trying to push one out.
It really did. who is that? I think it's from Conan O'Brien. It's something the insult dog.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Okay, so anyways, some people get that. Chris Hockey does in some of his impressions, you know, even as Ricky Rubio, he does that how you say
something does. Or whatever.
Like that's a patented you know, Chris Hockey move there.
Absolutely. How you say?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, in the interest of keeping us out of nuclear war with Vladimir Putin, I'm going to give that one ball and apologize to the Russians on our behalf.
Yeah, as the guy from Billy Madison who graded the academic decathlon, he would say, I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. I'm going to go a .75 balls.
And an apology to the Russian government, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, the very last impression is a little bit different. I don't do many impressions, and the ones I do, I don't do very well. But I, for whatever reason, when I was a kid, I liked Bobcat Goldthwait, and I always tried to do that voice a little bit. And so Hockey did a Bobcat Goldthwait a while back, and I decided to throw my hat in the ring on this one, too. Not because I think my Bobcat is, like, unbelievably good. It's probably one of the better impressions I have, but I have a feeling I might outscore Hockey. So you will be the final judge on this. You will be scoring both Hockey and myself relative to Bobcat Goldthwait. So Bob's first, Hockey second, and I'm third in case there's any confusion.
I've got to explain to you what is going on here. First of all, I don't want to be here. I lost my job. No way. I didn't really lose my job. I mean, I know where my job is still. Just when I go there, there's this new guy doing it.
Zach, do you know who Bobcat is?
Really? He's actually here.
No, I don't.
I used to eat meat like smoked turkey, but then my girlfriend convinced me that it was bad, so now I'm a vegetarian and I smoke grass.
Your thoughts.
Wow. Oh, Betts, you definitely win that one. You know, cadence wise, it's probably about a tie. You guys both nailed the cadence. You definitely executed the voice way better. I would give your impression 3.9 balls.
Ooh.
And I will go with, oh boy. I'll just go with right in the middle, 2.5 balls for Hawk.
Now, I will say that if we were doing, if it was relative to the Tasmanian Devil, Hawk would have gotten a full 5 balls on that one.
That's true. And you know what we have to think about too here with, and Hawk admitted it, I think, in his one of his latest impressions. When he hears audio of the person speaking first, he definitely executes a better impression. If he's just going from memory, that's where he, you know, quickly slides into Grandma Cooter, Ricky Rubio, Watto, just really quick. And, you know, it kind of, the impression kind of tie dyes itself, but, yes, there's a sliding scale there for sure.
Indeed. All right. Well, that will do it for rate. That impression for this week. Next up, we're going to do some quotes notes. So, Dave, what do you got for us in quotes notes?
All right. Well, I listened to the After Party podcast from Monday, and I was kind of shocked, and I loved the story from Ben Lieber about him purchasing a timeshare in Hawaii.
Right. Ben strikes me as not getting sucked into something like that.
Right. Right. And you know, it was good. It was really big of Ben to own up and say that he was accountable for at least for over 50% of that decision to acquire that timeshare. So very big of Ben there. But the best part, and I laughed my ass off when Corey brought up that, you know, the whole bit about hockey's legacy has been going around about being, you know, a super horny old guy and, you know, a chronic masturbator, blah, 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 all this stuff. You know, and hockey's trying to write a better legacy about himself. but Corey said that, you know, that should be a really big part of hockey's legacy is that he seems like he would have been a timeshare guy. Just thought that was genius.
It was.
All right. Well, the next one I have is I am starting a challenge for Power Trip Vegas 2020. Oh, probably going to regret this, but, you know, trying to keep the number 69 trending, and I've come up with a content idea for myself, and I am introducing the 69 Truly Challenge.
Okay. What is consisting of the 69 Truly Challenge?
Well, Bets, you should say that. Over the 5 days of Power Trip Vegas 2020, I will attempt to consume 69 16-ounce Truly pounders, which equates to 92 12-ounce portions. I looked up the pacing. I will need to consume 13.8 pounders of Truly per day to reach my finish line. I will say I welcome anyone else who's out there. I know Truly and the, you know, the seltzer game, we've, you know, grown a pretty big fan base, although you're pretty bored with the idea of it. I can already tell by your silence. But yeah, this is my quest to greatness is the 69 Truly Challenge.
I will be on the 20-ish White Russian Challenge, and I will succeed.
Well, I can guarantee you that I will entertain you at the sports book and at the pie gow table. And hopefully not pee myself in the bed.
Hopefully not get us kicked off the pie gow table. That would be a benefit.
Yeah, that's true. I can be an adult most times. But anyways, and the next one is on the same topic of Vegas. I had a Rube, one of our loyal listeners, and I freaking tried to find the tweet or whatever to find his name, but I believe that he listens to this podcast, so you know who you are. Came up with the idea that we reach out to all the Bets and Quotes fan base, and we do a Bets and Quotes fans group slot poll.
Lucky.
I mean, I you know, me, you, and was it Smitty? We did our own little group slot poll down in Kansas City. But I think it'd be sweet. I think there's a lot of people who would be in on this. If we got, like, you know, half dozen to a dozen of us, you know, throwing, like, 40 to 80 bucks a piece and, you know, try to get some ham pays, I think that would be a fun little way to break up a Friday afternoon before the basketball games start.
I am all for it. I think it would also be cool to get like a group picture of everybody that is willing to admit that they listen to this show at Buffalo Wild Wings, like after one of the shows or whatever. And yeah, I think it'd be cool to do group slots. I'm not a big slots guy, so when I do play it, I like playing the group slots because it's fun to do it as a community. I won't just sit there and do slots by myself. So yeah, I'm all for it. So yeah, Rubes, if you're gonna be in Vegas, reach out to us and maybe we'll figure out a way to facilitate that.
Yes, more details to come, and yeah, reach out to us if you're in for this. I know. Just off of that one Rube's comment to me, I think I had like two or three other people that said that they're already in for it. So reach Sweet. Out to us and let's get it set up.
Gotta do it.
All right. Well, next one I have is, you know, the big news from Tuesday is outside of the Zucker trade was Rage Machine, Rage Against the Machine coming back on tour. Rage was one of the first bands that I followed when I started to really get into music as a young youth. And, you know, I'm sure they got plenty of rage built up and ready to vent and get out before the 2020 election here coming up. You know, Betts, you are a noted not follower of Rage Against the Machine, along with Justin in our group chat. So very disappointed to see that, but glad that Rage is coming back.
Well, you know, and it, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I can appreciate that people really like it, and it's a big event and everything like that. And you know, quite frankly, I probably would get tickets except for the fact that I'm going to be at a private reception for Lou Cove's birthday that evening. And so just unfortunately the calendar conflicts and Lou is way more important to me than a Rage concert.
You know, you must be in his Rolodex because I know that he must not have my address or he's kind of bored with me, but
Lou and I talk in text. We talk in text more than people know, and texting with Lou is a challenge because he's still got his flip phone.
I was gonna say you talk over the phone and pen pal more than most people know. All right, last one I have is a shout out to our buddy Meat Sauce. For all you central Minnesota and northern Minnesota rubes, or maybe you got a cabin up in Brainerd, this weekend, Meat Sauce and Common will be doing the Flop, Sweat, and Tears and Grand Larceny Tour, their stand-up show on this Saturday, February 15th at 8 o'clock at Zorba's on Gull Lake. That's a freaking great spot. Zorba's, great pizza, free popcorn. As I can say firsthand, who's been to a Meat Sauce and Common stand-up show, and if you're a KFAN Rube, it is absolutely hilarious and just a great time. And my God, it's only $20. So if you're within an hour from that Zorba's, get your ass there. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I definitely want to get to one of Sauce's stand-up sets. Unfortunately, it just has never coincided with when I'm in Minnesota. But yeah, 100%, that is like top of my list if he's got a show sometime when I'm up there. So, all right, so that's it for Quotes Notes.
That is it.
All right, well done. Well, we are going to do trivia because we have not done trivia for a while.
Hey, Rubes, would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than Meat Sauce? It's time for Stump the Rubes.
And this week is a little bit different because those of you that are our Patreon subscribers are ineligible for this giveaway. Now, normally we show you guys the most love, but based upon the content of episode number one that you guys have listened to, you're going to know the answer to this right off the bat, and it's going to be fresh in your head. So I'm going to make you guys ineligible this week. We'll open it up to the rest of the listening audience. So, of course, if you get this right, you get a free drink on us. And the question this week is, name the 80s hair band that Chris Hockey did not really care for. Those of you that have listened to the Patreon episode, you know there were actually technically two bands. But one is a little bit more noted than the other. But I will give credit for either one. If you can pull either one of those hair bands that Chris Hockey did not really care for, I'll put you in the winning pile. So email your responses to powertripbets@gmail.com if you think you know the answer, and we'll announce a winner on an upcoming show.
You know what? I should say this, Chuck, because you gave me some crap for the level of the bar of difficulty on some of my trivia questions. If somebody gets this who's not a Patreon subscriber, I will be absolutely shocked.
Yeah, it's a challenging one, but we'll see if anybody remembers it or can pull it. You know, I don't think it's impossible, so that's why I decided to throw it up there, but definitely a challenge. So good luck, and get those responses in. And that is going to do it for this week's episode. We'll be back again next week with some more nonsense, of course. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. The Patreon site, if you are interested, is patreon.com/betsandquotes. Thank you to everyone that signed up so far. We really appreciate it, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.